Well, as you know, the results of yesterday occurred, and I known Todd a long time, and back when we were at the Jets together, and you know, he was kind of getting started, and Todd does have a passion for this game, and I think Todd did everything he could to try to help this team win, but it just didn't work out, and so the organization decided to make the change. And in making that change, they asked if I would step in and take the job to finish out the season. And I agreed to do that because I know the coaches on the staff. I think there's a good group of players in the locker room. My relationship with Scott, you know, and having worked for Mr. Hunt, I think all these people and these groups are good people. And I think that hopefully we can get something done these next three games and in a positive way, and show the fans that we do work hard and we do try to get some things done to help and be competitive and you know, play hard on the field. So as we go forward, that's what I'm going to try to get done with these last three games. I know that sometimes it's a short window that you're looking through, but that's the way this game is. You know, things happen. You have to adjust, you have to adapt, and you have to move forward. And so that's what we're going to try to do. Romeo, so with that, open it up.
Romeo, this is Nick Wright with 610. Now that you've, you know, spent time coordinator, head coach, back to the coordinator, do you want to be a head coach after these three games?
Well, you know what? When I left Cleveland, one of the things that I felt was that my competitive nature, my competitive energy that I have was I'd like to be a head coach again and show that I can get it done. You know, we won 10 in Cleveland 1 year, and probably we had a chance to make the playoff and didn't make it. And then the following year, you know, kind of things fell apart a little bit and they made a change. So I would like to be a head coach again to show that I can do it. I know how to get it done, and I think the experience from the first time will make me better the next time around. And so otherwise, I don't think that I would have taken the position to try to finish out this season, you know, if I didn't want to be a head coach again.
To follow up on that quickly, Romeo, if you don't end up getting this head coach job permanently, could you see a scenario where you return to the Chiefs as the defensive coordinator, or now is it kind of you made me the interim head coach, if you don't make me the full-time head coach, you maybe would go elsewhere?
Well, I think every situation is different, and you have to evaluate every situation. You know, if I'm not the head coach, then I do have a year left on my contract with the Chiefs, so then what I'd have to do is I'd have to sit down and talk with the guy who's going to be the head coach and decide if he wants me or not. And I think that's what the organization has to do. If they bring in somebody else, they have to let that individual hire his coaches to give him the best chance to be successful. You know, not that I wouldn't give him the best chance, but in his mind, you know, he might not know me, might not want me. He might have somebody else in mind that he would rather have and rather work with. And I think that if they do that and name somebody else, you have to give him that opportunity.
Romeo, it's Kevin Keatsman at Sports Radio 810. As of right now, you're the only candidate anybody has for the job permanently. Scott Pioli said yesterday you will have an interview for the permanent job. Was that a condition of yours to take the last three games, or how did that discussion go with Scott?
No, there was no conditions to this. I mean, I've been here. This is my second year here, and I tell you, the reason I came was because there are several guys on the staff that I've worked with before and that I know. I know Scott. And in this situation, I wanted to try to be helpful in this situation. And I know that one of the ways that I could be helpful was to be the interim head coach because I've had head coaching experience. My relationship with Scott is a good relationship. And so I felt I should do it for the organization as well as for myself. You know, and people would look at it and say the circumstances are not great and all those good things, but in football, circumstances are not great. And you have to line up and you have to play every week. So this is a three-game season that I have, and so I'm going to do the very best that I can for these three games, and we'll see how it turns out.
Romeo, this is Ken Babbitt, the star.
what can you do in these final three games to at least show some progress, particularly on offense, which is not where your specialty is, you know, just to get something going and show that the team is kind of pulling out of a funk?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that we can do offensively is if we're able to put some points on the board, I think that would help. You know, I think we've moved the ball some and we've gotten down into the red zone, but we haven't been able to score touchdowns. And so trying to put an emphasis on getting touchdowns will be a plus. And if we can get that done, I think that will be helpful and that will be a sign of progress. I think the other thing is to get the defense to be consistent, you know, because sometimes the defense, we play good and real good, and then other times we play hard but not as good. You know, so defensively, we need to be consistent all the way through. And so those are some of the things that I'm going to be looking for and trying to get accomplished these next 3 weeks.
Who's going to play quarterback for you?
Hey, that's a great question right there. you know what? I've got a couple guys on the team, and what we're going to do is this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at everything that's available, every option that I have, and then I'm going to make a decision about who it's going to be. You know, Green Bay right now, they don't know much about me or what my choice might be offensively, so I'm not going to try to give them an advantage at the moment, you know. And so I'm going to take the next couple days and look at the guys that we have and how they do in practice, and then make a decision about who the guy is going to be, and then we're going to go forward with that guy.
Are you willing to play the rookie?
Well, I'm willing to play whoever I think is the best guy that will give us the best chance to move the ball efficiently on offense and try to get some points on the board.
Can you describe Ricky Stanzi a little bit as a player from what you've been able to see in the limited time in the preseason and in practice?
Well, you know, Ricky has had flashes. He's had some good flashes, and then he's had some rookie flashes as well. And that's the thing about a rookie, you know, and not only at the quarterback position, but at every position in football, a rookie is a rookie, and he has to go through that learning process. There's a learning curve that the rookie has to experience, and that's the thing about Ricky. He hasn't had the experience. And, you know, hey, if we decide to go with Ricky against the Green Bay Packers, you know, hey, so be it. I think that he'll be excited, and what he'll do is he'll give it his best, just as Tyler will give it his best, you know. So I'm going to look at him and decide which guy I'm going to go with, and then we're going to go with him.
Romeo, it's Mark Kermit at 610. Did you feel caught in the middle at all between Scott and Todd? Because, I mean, you said that you like Scott, and you mentioned your relationship with Haley, and obviously there was some stuff going on there. Did you ever feel like you were in the middle and maybe like had to pick a side or anything like that?
No, never did, because I work for the Chiefs, and my job and my objective was to try to make the Chiefs the best that we can be. I mean, you know, and I've never been a guy who picks a side. I've always been a team guy, and I'm continue to be a team guy. And so I was working for the Chiefs. I wasn't working for Pioli, wasn't working for Haley. You know, I'm working for the Chiefs.
There were some reports that maybe Todd Haley last week was thinking about resigning, and some thoughts earlier this year that he thought he might be in trouble. There were some private conversations. How close were you and he? Did he ever tell you he was having trouble in the job? Did you kind of feel or see this thing coming?
No, he never mentioned any possibility of resigning to me. And you know, Todd is a competitor. He tries to compete, and he worked hard at the job. It just didn't work out. You know, hey, I was in a situation in Cleveland where I worked hard at the job and it didn't work out. And that happens in the NFL. And so when it happens, you have to move on, you know. And so I think that's what the Chiefs have to do. The Chiefs have to move on.
Romeo, Nick Wright with 610. A lot of people, I think, have been very pleased with how this defense has played, and I think some fans are, for lack of a better term, nervous that when you take over as head coach for these last three games, and maybe if you take over into the future, how that will reduce your role and ability to focus just on the defense. Having been a head coach before, can you maybe explain how that changes your role in working with the defense and, you know, what that limits you and able to do as far as scheming defensively?
Well, I think the biggest change is the time requirement and the other things that, that you have to, you know, spread yourself into. Like this morning, you know, I started off with the defensive coaches talking about Green Bay and what we needed to do to stop them. But then part of the way into the meeting, I had to leave and go to another meeting, and followed by another meeting, followed by a phone press conference, you know, and so that takes away from your time. You're not able to devote all of your time to defense. Now, one of the things that I do have on my staff, I've got some good coaches, and Gary Gibbs and Emmett Thomas, they both have good experience. They're very knowledgeable. They have good ideas. So I feel comfortable leaving the meeting and letting those guys proceed and then getting back with them later in the day to find out what we need to do and what we've come up with as a plan. And then I can put my stamp of approval on that plan, you know, when we get ready to go on Sunday.
This is Kent Babb again. Are you going to continue to coordinate call plays for the defense, or are you going to let somebody else do that so you can focus on the big picture?
Well, I think the best way for us to have the chance to be the most successful at the moment is not to create too many distractions. And me being named the head coach, and you know, that's a distraction. So I don't want to have a distraction on offense, distraction on defense, and a distraction on the whole team. So I'm going to continue to call the plays on defense and have input into the offense and run the game, you know, on Sunday. And I think that probably is the best way to proceed from this point on. You know, I know that going forward, you know, if I had a job going forward, then I might do something different. But right now, in this short season, I'm going to continue to call the defense.
Hey, Romeo, it's better with the AP. Does that mean that Bill Meier is going to continue to call plays on offense, or is there going to be any kind of change on that side of the ball?
Well, no, there's not going to be any change on that side of the ball. Bill also is an experienced football coach, not very knowledgeable. He and Jim Zorn work very well together, and I think the two of those guys will be able to put a good plan together that will enable us to move the football. Now, you know, I will tell them what I think and what I feel is important and how we need to operate, and then they will use that as a framework to develop a plan that will give us a chance. Now, then, as I look at it, if I don't think it's some plays are not good, I'll say, let's not run this play. Have you thought about this as a possibility so that we can have a plan that will be effective and our players will be able to operate and work? And I think that it'll give us a chance. I think the thing that you have to do is you have to look at your players and what you have and figure out what their strengths and what their weaknesses are, all right, and then try to play to their strengths. You know,
this is Adam Teicher, the star. I know you're concentrating on beating Green Bay and winning the other two games. But if you can step back and assess this program in the bigger picture, how far away are the Chiefs right now from being able to compete for a division title, a conference title, a Super Bowl championship?
Well, as you may remember, you know, we did win the division title last year. So we are right there. This year has been a different year, guys, and not only for us, but for everybody else in the NFL. And probably the team that it has affected the least is the Green Bay Packers, because they are undefeated. But as you look through the league and you look at every other team, there have been ups and downs. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there was no offseason. The training camp was kind of cut up a little bit. There are new rules that you have to operate under. And going forward, I think next year will be a more solid year because we're having the offseason. We're going to have OTAs. We're going to have a training camp that we know what to expect. And, you know, with the young guys that we have on this team, because we do have a young team, offseason and OTAs and training camp would have benefited those guys a great deal. But we didn't have as much of it as we needed. And so as a result, I think that's why we're up and down a little bit, you know. And so we'll be better as we go forward. And you know, anytime you lose your starting quarterback, that affects you also.
You mentioned you've got three games here to kind of leave your mark and talk about wanting the job permanently. Yet the thing's failing and a coach just got fired yesterday. You're talking an awful lot about the status quo and maybe having a little input here or there, but you don't want to change much. Isn't it really tempting to change a lot? I mean, if this thing's broken, don't you want to change a bunch of stuff?
Well, if this were February 1, then I might change a lot of things, okay, when having an off season and all of that to get ready. But I've got 4 days to get ready to play Green Bay Packers, who are undefeated. All right, so you want me to throw out all the offense and throw out the defense and bring totally new people in? I don't think that that's the way to go, you know. And like I mentioned to you, the less change that you can have for this short period of time, I think that that's the thing that gives you the best chance.
Romeo, it's Sam Ellinger over at the Star. You mentioned your time in Cleveland and how you'd be a different, I think you said better coach the second time around. Can you expand on that in specific ways? That you'll be different, specific things that you've thought about that you changed from the first time around?
Well, I think the first time around, you never know what to expect when you sit in the head coach's seat. And there's always something every day that you don't expect. Even when you plan, something will occur that you didn't plan for and you have to deal with and you have to handle. And that big picture view that you have to take when you sit in that head coaching seat, you know, and having experienced it, I think that that gives me a chance or anybody a chance to be a better head coach their second time around.
Anything specific?
No, not anything specific. You know, specific, other than the big picture that you have to take and have to look at. Because as a head coach, not only do you have to do football, you have to deal with the trainers, you have to deal with the video guys, you have to deal with the equipment guys, and you have to deal with the organization and administration. And, you know, a lot of times when you're just a coach, you're not worried about administration. You're not worried about equipment or trainers, you know, and those kind of things. But as a head coach, you have to deal with it all. You have to work with it all. You have to deal with the players' issues that they have to have off the field. You know, not only the issues that you have to deal with on the field, it's the off-the-field things that you have to deal with as well. So that takes time and energy, you know. But like I say, when you've experienced it once, you have a chance to do a better job the next time around.
Romeo, I think a lot of people, when you were let go in Cleveland, thought you kind of got a bit of a raw deal. And I'm curious if in the – I know now you're moving forward, but in the moments yesterday when you found out Todd was let go, you're going to be the coach – or they're asking you to be the coach moving forward, how you thought about how it ended for Todd Haley. And I know there's no fair in the NFL, but if in that moment, if you thought what was going on was fair to a guy that you'd grown close with.
Well, you know, like you say, you don't think about fair in the NFL. You just think about the business of the NFL. And part of the business of the NFL is coaches being hired and coaches being fired for whatever the reason. And yesterday, you know, Todd was released, and so that's where we are. And so that's what we have to deal with. And, you know, what I thought about it or what I think about it really doesn't make any difference. The thing that makes a difference is that now I'm sitting in that seat, and I've got 3 games to try to get something done.
Romeo, Josh Looney with KCChiefs.com. With everything that went on yesterday, have you had a chance to address the team yet?
Yes, I spoke with the team yesterday, as a matter of fact, and basically, you know, talked to those guys about we got a 3-game season, what we needed to try to get done, what I expected from those guys, and that the Green Bay Packers, they're coming into town, and we're planning it at our place, in front of our fans, and we need to make a good showing.